Mission is to empower you to live a life of purpose and step into your power. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so through Twitter, Facebook, or email. Our Twitter handle is @RSBearItAll. Facebook is facebook.com/3BearItAll. And our email address is BearItAll3@Hotmail.com. I am your host, Dr. Raquel Stewart, and we've got a great segment for you today. We're going to talk about the strengths and weaknesses of being an entrepreneur. Now, I don't know how many of you out there have your own business, are looking to start your own business, are in the just the thought process of starting your own business, but we're going to cover some strengths and weaknesses of being an entrepreneur today with our guest, Ms. Norma McElroy. My mouth today is just all fumbled up. I guess it's midweek and it's a little tired. I gave my last final on Monday, so I am officially on summer vacation, so I think my mouth is trying to take a break. Anyway, let me get into these quick little hot topics. I don't have that many. Bernie Sanders, for those of you who may not be following the race, and I keep telling you, you should be paying attention and be definitely pay attention to what is taking place with this presidential race. Before you know it, we will be swearing in a new president of the United States. But Bernie Sanders takes West Virginia away from Hillary Clinton. I'm sure you know by now that Cruz is, you know, stick a fork in him. So it does look like it's probably going to come down to Hillary and the Donald, as we, some of us may have thought earlier in this race, that it would come down to those two. So Bernie takes West Virginia. We've got to watch this race carefully. Make sure you're aware of what the candidates stand for, what they are talking about doing once they get into office. I know for Hillary, she had mentioned wanting to make sure that women get paid the same as men for doing the same job, which is important. It's something that women have been fighting for many, many, many years. So we need to keep an eye on that, okay? And it's our job as citizens to hold our politicians accountable. So we need to know what they stand for so we know what we're holding them accountable for. Okay, it's really important that we do that. Not just complain about our politicians, but that we, one, we pray for them and we hold them accountable, and we have every right to do so as citizens of the United States. All right, so on to other news. NASA found 1,284 more planets, and 9 of them could be places where we can possibly habitate. So we gotta watch that, you know, just in case some people get in and they trying to ship us out. We got other places we can possibly go, but we just wanted you to know that there are another 1200 plus planets that NASA found. And my favorite hot topic, in case you guys don't know, I love basketball. My team did not make it. My team probably won't make it into the playoffs for several years, as they're in the rebuilding process. I'm a Nets fan, and y'all can boo and hold it against me. It's all right. Still a Nets fan. But I find that now I'm more of a player fan versus, you know, I still got to like my Nets. That's my team. But now I'm a player fan as well, so I like a lot of players. And one of the players that I admire for his stance on his belief, his Christian belief, is Steph Curry. And for those that don't know, he was unanimously voted as the MVP for this season. And it was so unanimous, like nobody else had a prayer of even getting it. You know, Steph Curry is one of those guys that he had endorsements with a certain company, and because he has a scripture written on his sneaker and the company did not want to do that, he left them and went somewhere else that would do it, because he was not willing to compromise his beliefs just for money. And I really admire him for that. Am I saying he's a great guy? I don't know him personally, but from what he shows in public, you know, my pastor teaches that private practice determines public performance. So going based on that statement, what I can think or say is, you know, he's probably like this at home, behind closed doors, off the court. You know, he stands on his principles. And I think that's really great. There are some people that probably would not do it. They'd be after the money. But for him, it was more of, no, this is my belief, this is my principles, and I'm standing strong to what I believe. So to be admired, also to be congratulated, Steph Curry, MVP for this this season's MVP, well-deserved. And I'm looking forward to an exciting playoff season. Love, love, love basketball. I can't even tell you guys. So I truly do. I wish them all luck, injury free. You know, Steph came back. I believe he came back last night after sustaining an injury. He was out for like 2 weeks. So definitely welcome back. Definitely want to congratulate him. See, my pastor has his book out. Think it's great. You definitely want to pick that book up. And he's been marketing the book. It can only be amazing. I read one of his books, not the most recent one, because that'll be the new one, but the one before that. And let me tell you, amazing, amazing job, just an amazing man of God. And I really have learned so much from him, and it's invaluable information that you're getting. Now, for those of you that are new to Bear It All, hi, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening in and tuning in. You want to get on to the Blog Talk Radio website, and you want to follow Bear It All so that you're aware of upcoming shows and the guests, and you get to read about them and, you know, tune in to hear what they have to say. So I truly do appreciate all of our past, all of our listeners, whether you're new or you've been with us from the very beginning. I truly do appreciate you so much. So if you are new, that's what I started to say. If you are new, I want to let you know that your girl is taking her show on TV. So what I'm working on is a talk show. And we're filming our segments right now, and, you know, we're just getting everything in place and together so that we can present it to a station and get on out there. And for now, it'll be on, you know, public access TV. But, of course, I do not despise small beginnings. I know they serve a purpose and have a meaning, and the meaning and purpose is obviously for me to grow as a person. So that's what we're working on. Let me tell you, folks, I'm always talking to you about following your dreams and your passion, knowing what your passion is, knowing what your purpose is so that you can live it out. I am one of those people who believe you got to take a risk on yourself. If you aren't willing to take a risk on yourself, who do you expect to take a risk on you? So we really need to start getting in that mindset of taking a risk on ourselves. And sometimes, you know, you'll have the haters and the naysayers and people who don't agree with what you're saying or doing, and it's okay. You know, the one person that you do have to consult is God. He'll let you know. He'll let you know by that still small voice inside of us sometimes, that nagging feeling that we have when we shouldn't do something. You know, he's the one, God is the one that's talking to us. So I say, listen, if you have a vision, if you have a plan, a dream that you want to fulfill, I say go for it. And I say go for it this year. Like, what are we waiting for? Take the leap, take the chance. That's what I'm doing with this this show, this TV show, is I'm taking a leap, taking a chance. I'm embarking on something that I've never ventured into this arena before, and I'm learning so much, and that's expanding, of course, my knowledge base. It's growing me as a person. So take a chance. I mean, you are so worth it. I can't even say how much you're worth it to live out your passion and live a purpose, live your life and with purpose, okay? And that'll help you to step into your power, and that's what I want for you more than anything else. And I want you guys to start doing that this year. Don't say, oh, I'll start next year. No, get the work in. Start doing the behind the scenes and the prep work this year, and let's get it on and popping, because we definitely, definitely, definitely always want to be walking in our purpose and living life on purpose. Okay, we don't want to leave this earth with regret, saying, I wish I had. Let's not wish, let's do. Let's get into the mind frame of I want to do. Okay, I'm going to do. We're going to get out of that, I'll try, because usually when we say try, nine times out of ten, it's not going to happen. But let's do it. Let's get on point. If you don't know how, you find somebody who's doing what you want to do, and you use them and have them as your mentor. Okay? You guys, you can reach out to me. I mean, I may not know what arena you're in, but I can find somebody that can help you out. Okay? There's always somebody out there willing to help you fulfill your passion. So don't ever think that you're in this alone. You are absolutely not alone. Okay? So now let's get on with today's show. Let me give you a little background here on our guest. Our guest is Norma McElroy, and she is the owner of Norma's Bath and Body since 1904. Yeah, no, Norma has not been around since 1904. Her business, Norma's Bath and Body, has been around since 2004. I told y'all my mouth is already on vacation since I gave that last final. All her products, her bath and body products, are made personally by her and are made fresh when the orders come in. So you don't have stuff that's been sitting around for like 3-4 years on the shelf and you know you get it and it's like got some discoloration and it's not even smelling like it should. Her orders are made fresh. She's got luscious soaps and lotions and gift baskets that are perfect for any occasion. She also offers sample sizes, which is a good idea to do so that folks get familiar with your products. Her products can also be made unscented. So for those of you with sensitive skin, you don't really have to worry. Her products can be unscented. You just have to request it. And she has a huge variety of delicious scents. Currently, Norma's Bath and Body ships all over the U.S., so they're nationwide, and her future goal is to offer global shipping. Bath and Body is the perfect complement for all ages and women, men, and kids. She's not leaving anyone out. The prices are affordable, fruity, and unique. It's truly the body bakery. Once you try the products, your skin will thank you for it. My favorite part is don't play with fire, play with bath and body. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome Norma McElroy to Bear It All. Hi, Norma.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm trying to get my mouth, my lips. I was telling my audience that, you know, I gave my last final on Monday, so I think my mouth is on summer vacation before I can catch up with it. So
that's okay.
I feel like, okay, my words are like, okay, really, we're not going to come out the way you want them to. But that's all right. I don't mind.
That's okay. It's all good.
So Norma's Bath and Body, I got to apologize. I stumbled and said since 1904 and then made sure that people know you are not, however old you would be, you're not doing that to you since 2004. And my first question, Norma, is what motivated you to start Norma's Bath and Body?
Well, actually, this was something I've never wanted to do. I mean, I've always wanted to be a nurse or a teacher or whatever. But if you had brought this up over 13 years ago, Bath and Body, I would have been like, no way. But this was an accident. I had was working outside the home at another job, and I had an accident, so it took me out of work. And so I'm like, what am I going to do? So I started making, you know, just little crafts for kids or for weddings and stuff like that. And then I just slid into making soap back in 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, I just started I was self-taught, so nobody taught me anything. So first I just started making soaps and lotions and stuff for family and friends, you know, just really small. And then from there, my fiancé, then fiancé, he was like, well, maybe you should start, you know, selling it to the people, you know, go on eBay. So that's where it all started. That's where it all started.
Wow.
In 2005. Yeah, and I love every single moment of what I do. I mean, I have no regrets. It's a lot of hard work, but it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it.
I'm glad you said it's a lot of hard work because I want to know. Now, people think, you know, you're an entrepreneur. Of course, they're automatically going to say, oh, my gosh, you must be making tons of money and be so, you must be loaded. And then they think, oh, my gosh, it's got to be so easy. So I want you to speak on some of the strengths and weaknesses of being an entrepreneur. And when I say an entrepreneur, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a full-time job because there are entrepreneurs that have a full-time job and they're a part-time entrepreneur because they're working towards becoming a full-time entrepreneur. But there's still strengths and weaknesses no matter what, whether you're a full-time or a part-time entrepreneur. So what I want you to speak on is some of the strengths and weaknesses. And first, I'd like you to start on the weaknesses because I always like to end on a positive. So we'll start on what are some of the weaknesses that you have encountered as an entrepreneur?
Okay.
I know a lot.
It can take a while, but I'm going to just kind of make it brief. A lot of people I speak to, they just think that it's so easy, and it's not. But you have to have determination to make it. I have, like I said, I was self-taught. I've done a lot of research on the internet. I went to books, and you know, you don't have instant success. It doesn't work that way. You have to work your way from the bottom up the ladder. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's just me. You know, I come up with the product, I make the product, ship the product, I promote, I take pictures, I edit the pictures. It's just myself. And the downside of it is it is exhausting. It is. But it's a good exhausting. You just have to kind of balance everything out. You put your product out there, you're thinking, okay, great, this is a great product, and everybody's just going to come right to you, and you're flooded with all these orders, and no, it doesn't work that way. Because, first of all, you're new, and a lot of people don't know who is Norma's Bath & Body or whatever business that you have. Who are you? And is your product really as great as you say it is? And you have to convince these people that this product, it is what it is. It's what I say that it is. And it will deliver. And so then you got people that are like, oh, okay, I'm going to think about it or whatever. And then they may come back. They may not come back. You promote on all these websites that I do. I constantly promote. And you're thinking, okay, great. I'm going to have instant success. I'm just going to be flooded with all these orders. And it doesn't happen. But over time, I've done this since 2004. It works. It works. Your hard work is going to pay off.
But you've got to stick with it, right, and not give up.
Oh, you have to be very determined, persistent, and it's just repetitious. You know, this over and over and over and over and over. And you got to, and first of all, you have to believe in yourself, or you just may as well just not do it. of course, you want other people to believe in you, but it starts with yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because if you don't think your product is worth purchasing, why should somebody else?
That is exactly right. Yeah, you have to believe in what you do, and it will show. People will hear it in your voice. They will.
Uh-huh.
People that you're around, they're like, wow, she really does like what she does. She loves what she does. She really do believe in this. So and then that's where, you know, you get all these people coming in. So I ship all over the U.S. since 2004, but it took a lot of hard work in the beginning. Like I said, just starting to promote and you know, you have the downside of it is you promote and you don't get any results. And then you're like, oh, wow. And a lot of people, they quit within the first 6 months or the first year. I don't recommend that. But if this is what a person wants to do, you're going to have to say, I am going to be determined. I am going to make it, period. There's no other option.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what are some strengths to being an entrepreneur? We've talked about the weaknesses. We know, you know, you got to work hard. Like, they ain't regular work hours. This is not a 9-to-5 job when you're an entrepreneur. But what are some, as you and I both know, because the other night we were talking, I was like, girl, please. Yeah, no, I don't have a bedtime anymore. But what are some strengths to it? We don't want our people out there, you know, who want to start a business to think, oh, my God, it sounds like it's so much work and I can't do it. What are some strengths? What are the good things about being an entrepreneur?
Well, the good thing is, of course, working for yourself. But you can't think that just because of work, you know, you work for yourself that you can just kind of get a little lazy. But you can't set your own hours, but it's very rewarding. The rewarding part is you create what you love to create, and you get into these people's hands, and they're like, wow, and they love the product and the feedback that I get, and that is what keeps me going. It's the great knowing that they love these products. It's like, oh, okay, it really, you know, softens my skin. It makes me feel great. I'm pampering myself, and that makes me feel so good. I put 110% into what I do. It doesn't matter how small the order is or how big the order is. I put my all into it, and knowing that they are satisfied, I am doing something for them. That is the rewarding side
Absolutely.
Of it. Just working
Absolutely.
From home, and yeah, I just love what I do, and that just keeps me going. So, but like I said, without the valleys, then you won't have the mountaintops. So you do have to go through, you know, the valley before you can get up to the next stage. So everything is worth it. It's worth it. But you have to be determined that you're going to make it.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I speak to people and they're like, well, if, like, friends call and they're telling me, well, how are you? What's going on? I'm like, I'm busy. They're like, you're always busy. I'm like, yeah, you know, when you're in the process of building an empire and not the show, you know, I'm not talking about the show, but when you're building an empire, something that you can leave behind for your kids, your grandkids, great-grands, great-great-great, so on and so forth, you've got to really put in the work. Now, you can entrust it to someone else to do, but as the one in charge and as the owner, you need to know more than how things work. You need to know why they work.
That's
you know?
True.
So for me, it's like I need to know the whys of every venture, every business that I get into. Now, Norma, you have, I know you've got some media exposure. Tell us about, like, how did you get on magazines or on TV? How did you do that? Like, did you sit down at home and wait for somebody to come ring your bell and say, hey, girl, come on, I want to put you in my magazine? Is that how it works? Like, how do you do that?
Well, unfortunately not. It didn't work that way. Fame just doesn't fall into your lap out of the sky. I wish I could say that. But, again, I hate to keep repeating, but I promote so much. And if, you know, you had ever searched for me or whatever, you would find me everywhere. I promote. I push until something happens. So I had everybody had contacted me. I've, of course, you know, when I've done the Great Day Live with Rachel Platt, that's a local television station. Well, actually with her, I had contacted her to see if they wanted to feature anybody, you know, entrepreneurs on the show. And so that worked out, and that was back in 2013. And then, of course, I've done the Wave Faces paper magazine, wonderful person to work with, Yolanda. So she had contacted me. And, of course, with the WDRB, I contacted them. But with the Blue Bell Ice Cream, they contacted me. It's just been an awesome experience. I've always wanted, when I first got into business, I have always wanted to be on television or do the, you know, radio commercials or television. But it didn't happen in the first 3 or 4 years. I've been in business for, like, 12, 13 years, and it didn't take place till over 8 years into this. But
wow.
I tried for over 8 years before it all took place. So so for some, I contacted them because you have to be a go-getter, right?
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
And then with others, they just found me because I promote everywhere. And
now, I have
so,
to ask this question. Blue Bell Ice Cream, what did you do for Blue Bell?
Well, I know when I tell people Blue Bell, they're like, Blue Bell, but it's edible ice cream. But
yeah.
they have a gift shop out in Texas. So yeah, they wanted some ice cream soap because I make I don't know if you ever had a chance to check out the website, but I make ice cream bars. You know, it looks like chocolate bars, you know, just the ice cream that you go in the freezer and eat, you know. They just it is soap, but it looks edible, and it smells so good. And I sell these things for years and years. And so they thought it'd be cool. Okay, they're like, I am Blue Bell, and we want some ice cream soap in our gift shop. And so how creative, right? I would have never thought of that. So I'm like, wow.
Yes.
So that's what happened.
Oh.
They placed an order with me.
I love it, but you had to – constantly be on the go.
That was a wonderful experience. They had emailed me, and I'm like, am I seeing things? I'm like, Blue Bell ice cream. So it's amazing. I have to give God the glory. I really do. He's made everything possible. He gave me desires in my heart, and I couldn't do this, any of what I do, for this long on my own. I can't do it. I can't take the credit for it. God has helped me. And it's just been
absolutely
a wonderful journey. It's been bittersweet, now, but it's been great.
Let me tell y'all something. I did look at your website, and I gotta know, like, how do you make cell phone soap? I'm for real,
well,
people. She has soap that looks like a cell phone, like a BlackBerry.
Well, with those, yeah, there's different ways you can make soap, but with those, you just start with a mold and you just go from there. And so you just make everything with it. So, but yeah, that's how you work with that. But pretty, pretty unique.
You have got to. I mean, you look at this stuff. I'm going to give you a chance, you know, to give folks your website. But when you look at her website, you won't think that it's soap. That's why she says, you know, that it's a bakery. It looks like it's a bakery, but it's a body bakery. I love how you – where did you get that term, body bakery? Because I'm telling you, folks, y'all, go on her website. It looks edible. Everything looks edible.
Well, you won't get,
like,
you won't get any weight from it.
That may be a good thing.
And we all
now,
love that.
Where did you get this body bakery? How did you – it is a body bakery. Where
well,
did you get that
I just – yeah, I – you know, can't you tell that I love desserts? If you go on my website, you'll see cupcakes and popsicle soaps, and I truly love to eat cupcakes, and I love ice cream. So – yeah, and then you'll see the chocolate soap, looks like a brownie soap, you know, it's all kinds of stuff. I like to be different, you know, just be unique. And
you have accomplished that.
But thank you.
I'm so serious. I was looking at it the other night, and there's one that I really, really made me hungry. It looked like a slice of pie, like a chocolate pie with some green frosting. I can't believe that was soap.
Yes, ma'am. It's all soap. All soap. Yeah, I love making pie soaps. That's one of the products I love to make is the cupcake soaps and the pie soaps. It's so fun to make that. Whip that thing up.
Now, Norma, let's find out. How does do you have a kids, a family? Like, how do you find the time?
Well, I make the time because I'm a business person. You know, you have, like I said, you have to balance everything out, and it doesn't always happen. Sometimes I don't balance things out like I should. But being married since 2005, and our son, you know, he's almost 20, and, of course, I work outside the home, and you just have to just make time. You have to get rest. I just keep work. You know, you just constantly just work, and then your body just kind of warns you this. Okay, you're pushing it. You're pushing it, and you really have to get some rest. You really have to take some time. Go to bed earlier. Or you have to do this and this. And, but yeah, you just have to balance it. And I'm still working on that. still working on that.
Now I've heard people say, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you can't take a vacation. You don't take a break. You're always working. See, obviously you don't agree with that because you're saying you need to find a balance and make time for it. But
yeah, that's a myth. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have to have
a vacation.
Yes. 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 But did you, in the beginning, when you first started back in 2004, did you feel guilty when you, like, say, today, I don't feel like starting work. I don't want to get started at 7. I want to start at 10. I just want to lay down a little longer. Did you feel guilty?
Yeah, I have. I have felt guilty in time. But you really, really you have to have rest. I mean, no one said because you're an entrepreneur that you have to work 24/7. I mean, I don't know. It may work for some, but no, for me, you have to. I've taken 2 vacations last year, one coming up later this year. You know, you feel so much better when you're rested and you take a little time away and play. You know, you can't do all work and no play. You have to have a little play in somewhere. I don't care if it's just for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
But just as long as, you know, you take care, you handle your business, you know, you take care of your customers and all of that, there's nothing wrong with taking care of you. Take care of you.
And it helps when you have a strong support system, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I know you've been doing this from 2004. You've got a grown son. I mean, he can, you know, he can sustain himself. When he was younger and you were doing this business, did you have him help you?
I did. That is a great question. Wonderful question. He did. He helped me a lot. I was so proud of him. But, of course, now, you know, he's almost 20. You know, he don't want to make soap. He doesn't want to have me make lotion. He just doesn't. But when he was younger, he did for, I don't know, I can't tell you how long he done it. But he was a lot of help. And eventually I like to hire some help because I don't have any help yet. It's just myself.
Wow.
So one day, you know, I can get, you know, to expand out bigger. You know, I have goals, and then I can get some employees.
In the meantime, elicit the work, the help of family and friends. You know, if they have free time, can you help me do this? Can you put this in the mold? I think it's great when you involve kids because then you're teaching your kids about entrepreneurship. Because, you know, for some folks, their parents are like, you know, go to school, get an education, go to college, get a good education, come out and get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of our kids, all they're focused on is working for someone else. And we never talk to them or have the discussion about being an entrepreneur and having your own. Have you ever had that conversation with your own son because you are an entrepreneur?
Oh, yes. He's been selling on eBay since it's been years, off and on. And even today, he sells a lot of electronic stuff on eBay. So I taught him early about you just got to be a go-getter. You got to just work hard. You know, yes, you know, we can help you out, you know, if you need money or whatever, but, you know, you got to be a go-getter yourself. And I instill that in him all the time. So I am so proud of him. He's doing well on eBay. And, you know, you just want your kids to be a success.
Yeah.
That's with any, you know, that's with you or anyone else. You know, you want your child to be a success in whatever it is that they do, and I'm proud of them.
Right. You know, a lot of people find it difficult. And speaking with entrepreneurs, they sometimes, especially new entrepreneurs, let's say rookie entrepreneurs, they find it difficult to balance working, meaning, you know, working their business, and family, and finding that balance. Can you speak on how to find that shift? And I know you said you still work on it sometimes, but you obviously have found some time to invest in your son. He's doing well. He knows about being an entrepreneur. But can you just speak a little bit on how you do it, how you manage, you know, working and being an entrepreneur and working outside of the home and manage to still spend time with family?
And I think it's just a lot of millions of women across the world, I'm sure they can all say the same thing. It's like, wow, you know, we do put a lot on our plate, and sometimes more than we can handle, more than we can chew. But if you want a marriage, you know, you have to make it work, spend some time with them, and then, of course, with your child, I only have one. You know, you just have to take some time to just do whatever that they like to do, or, you know, if it's board games or if it's, you know, whatever, play a game on the computer together or go to the lake or whatever. You just kind of have to squeeze that in. Just have some conversations with them. And, of course, a part-time job, you have to go out and work. You know, if you're employed somewhere outside the home, you have to do that too. And that's so difficult to do because when you work from home, it's like, you know, you're doing everything here. And then when you go out, then, of course, your employer expects you to put out 110%. And you have to get more energy. You have to get more energy. And this is a constant thing. It's not just once a week or twice a week. It's constantly. You have to give everybody some attention. You have to give your buyers attention. You have to give, you know, your spouse, your kids attention, your job, part-time job. So everybody, you just have to balance everything out. And it's not easy, but I am doing it. It can be done.
Now, you also, including in giving to everyone else, you have to give to yourself. So when it's Norma's time, typically what do you do to just unwind and have your me time, even if it's like 10 minutes every day? Like, I want to know what Norma does. Is Norma soaking her her soaps and her scrubs and then her lotions? What does Norma do in her downtime?
Well, girl, I'm not going to lie. I am a little bit guilty in that department because there's so much that's on my plate and I get so absorbed into what I'm doing. Sometimes I'm like, I really didn't get to indulge my products like I should have. So there are a lot of days that I don't. There are some times that I do. And it's like heaven on earth sometimes. You know, you get to take a big – because I love taking showers, but I love the baths because you got the – you know, tub of bubbles and and you can the bath salts, the fruity bath salts, and all that yummy scents going on, the shower gels, and it's a luxury. It's wonderful. I shut the door. It's my time. It's my time.
Good.
And yeah, so it's nothing like it. But I need to improve in that department because I'm such a workaholic. I hate to say it, but I am. But it's nothing like pampering yourself. It's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like it. Yeah, the foot lotion. You have to get out of the bath, and you know, I make the lavender and the peppermint foot lotion.
Mm.
It sells
mm-hmm.
really really well. That's a great seller. You know, you rub it on your feet, and you just feel great. You feel great. I got a foot massager. I like to use that. That's wonderful. And it don't take all night. You know, you just 5-10 minutes on the foot massager. It feels wonderful.
Right. I agree with what you're saying, though. As women and men, I don't like to leave the men out because, you know, we need our brothers. But we need to take some time out for ourselves every day. And like you, I am guilty. As a matter of fact, the other day I was speaking with a friend of mine who lives in Texas. And he said to me, you know, every time I talk to you, you're like, oh, I'm doing this, and you're going like a million miles a minute. He said, what I'd really like to see is for you to take some time out for you. I want to hear what are you doing for you. I know you're building your empire. I know you're doing this, but you personally, I don't hear you saying, oh, I'm going on vacation. I'm getting on a plane to lay on a beach for like 2 days. And he said, you're not doing that. And that's what I want to hear. And I'm like, well, you ain't about to hear that. In a little bit, I do take time out, though, you know, have the pedicure, to have this, to give myself a facial, even if it's just a facial at home, you know.
Right.
I find that I've got to take that time because if I work, I'm running down, and it's not beneficial to me, which means it's not going to be beneficial to any of my clients. So I have to really and truly take time. I know I'm worth the time. And I've also got to separate, you know, you're building an empire. You got to take some time out, though. It's okay. It's fine without feeling the guilt of,
oh my gosh,
I should be working. Yeah, I've gotten to the point now where, or I'm getting to the point where if I'm not working, I just don't want to. And if someone asks me about it, I'm like, today was just one of those days where it was all about me. And
that's it.
Even if I did nothing, it's just all about me. And I don't really answer my phone. I'm not checking emails all the time. I'm like, no, we're not doing that today. Maybe tomorrow, but for today.
And that's really not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And we shouldn't feel guilty.
No. Exactly. But some of us do. We're like, oh, my God, I should be working. You know, and when you get to that point where when you're on your downtime and you feel like you should be working, keep with the downtime. don't go and work. You need that time because we all need to hit that refresh, recharge button because no matter what line of business you're in, you still need to give your all to your customers, but you need to give your all to yourself because if I don't me all together mentally, I definitely can't help any of my clients. I can't do my radio show. I can't do TV. I can't do anything if I'm not 100% mentally. So that's what it's about. You know, it's not like people say, oh, a lazy day. Have whatever day you want to call it, but make sure you're resting your mind. You're not processing too much. Some of my friends, they're like, I can't sleep at night. That's because you're so wired, and it's based on your job that you do. You can't even shut it off when you're at home. And we need to learn how to shut it off when we're home. When we're home, we're with our families. or by ourselves with our pets, whatever your story is. But we've got to find that off switch when we're home. Here comes the kicker, though. If you work at home, you need to have an office. And when you step out of that office, you've got to realize mentally that that's home. So I'm not in the office anymore. I'm home. So I can relax and I can unwind and breathe.
That's it.
I think we just need to put that into practice.
Yes. Now, like I said, there's a room for improvement. It is. It really is.
Yeah. Listen, we are all a work in progress, okay? And I say we're all a work in progress, but
yes,
are you
ma'am.
Willing to put in the work to make the progress? And if you are, great, but that work doesn't always mean that 9-to-5 job, or it means working on self also. We really need to get that. So now, Norma, I've got to know this. What was, if you could pick out the most difficult challenge that you had as an entrepreneur or are having currently, whichever way it applies to you, what would that most difficult challenge be?
I would say marketing. Marketing. Mm-hmm. That would be, I would say that's challenging.
And that's because you're doing it by yourself?
Yes, yes. Because everything I do is me. You know, I don't have anybody else. Mm-hmm. I don't have a partner yet.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully one day. But yeah, that would be it for me.
Oh well, girl, we gon' talk off air, because I'm like you. I pretty much do everything myself. So the other day, I'm working with someone, you know, on my on a website, and I was talking to different web developers, and one of them said, well, you know, you can have your assistant do. And I was like, girl, you talking to my assistant? You talking to my assistant? You talking to my receptionist? You talking to my boss?
Everything. Well, you are.
You talking to the janitor?
That's a success. That's awesome.
I'm like, you talking to everybody right here in this one person, and not because I have a disorder, but you just talking to
right.
everybody right now. Okay.
I got you. Yeah, I understand.
But we will talk off air, because I actually had to learn to invest in myself. And investing in myself doesn't always mean monetary. Sometimes it's my time. And I'm realizing that the more I have on my plate, that means more of my time is being expended in different areas. I need to elicit some help, you know. And I think as women, sometimes we have a problem asking for help because we see it as a sign of weakness and all this other, I got to say this word, nonsense that we get into. I can't ask for help. It's a sign that I don't know what I'm doing. No, it's not. It's a sign that you're smart enough to know that other people are talented in an area where you may not be as talented. So here, let me show you, let me help you exhibit your talent and share it with the world. Asking for help, and I've learned how to invest in myself. So what I've got is a marketing team. And I'm gonna tell you right now, reasonable.
Okay.
But I'll share that with you off air. And they
do
all of my postings on Facebook for me, you know, which is time consuming, of course. So I absolutely understand. You can talk to them and tell them what you'd like them to do, but we'll talk.
Thank you so
off
much.
Air. But I just want you to know, girl, that's what it's about. Like, if I know something that can make your life a tenth lighter. I'm going to share it. And that's a problem I find with entrepreneurs. And you can tell me if you found the same thing. Like, there's some entrepreneurs that you'll ask them a question and they don't want to share because, I don't want to help you grow because you're my competition. What do you think about that? People that aren't willing to help other people up.
Well, I always, myself, I have always wanted to help other people. Here's the thing. Like, you don't have, it's almost like if you're a chef, you know, you'll kind of give out some info, but you don't give them every little secret because you want
right.
them to have a drive in them to be a success. But I have always wanted to help others for years, even today. And I believe in helping other people. I mean, if I want help, you know, I think that we ought to be, you know, not so selfish and just try to help other people to be a success. And so
absolutely.
That's my, you know, I just don't, I don't know, everybody's different, but I've always have wanted to help other people. If I can make their life easier, then yeah, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help.
Absolutely.
And so that's the way I was raised, and that's what I always do. And but you know, you got some people they don't want to do that. They don't want to share. So, and I, you know, that's on them. So, but I think that you're blessed. You know, when you can be a blessing to other people, you know, God's going to continue to bless you. It's your blessing
absolutely.
To other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was just about to say, you want to be blessed, be a blessing.
That's
how
it.
You get blessed.
That's it.
You know, and that's how it works. I don't look, as an entrepreneur, I don't look at other entrepreneurs and see competition. And I don't see competition only because you're not me. I don't do it the way you do it. So that makes me unique and it gives me a twist. What I look at other entrepreneurs and see is how can I joint venture or JV with them? How can we join our efforts together and our business and increase our income as well? So
that's
I look to do partnerships. And I don't care if you and I don't have the same business. And none of that matters. I always
it
use this example.
Matter, right.
Exactly. It does not matter. It, your business cannot grow in isolation. It grows in community and partnership. Because if your business grew in isolation, tell me how you did it. I'd like to see you go on an island where there are no occupants other than you and tell me how your business grows. I'm sure it won't.
that's well said. That's
so true in your
we
head,
need
right?
Each other.
You
the bottom line is we need each other. We really do.
Exactly.
We
and
really,
we
really,
to,
really,
as
really
entrepreneurs,
do.
We need to start talking to our kids. And if we don't have kids ourselves, talk to the young people in your lives about being an entrepreneur. Now, is it for everyone? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But they need to know there's always an option. You know,
that's
of
true.
Being an entrepreneur, you don't always have to work for someone. They've got to start seeing it as how can I joint venture with this person and we help others while helping ourselves. Because at the end of the day, yes, Norma wants to help people relax and put themselves first. That's my passion about helping people find their purpose and stepping into their power. That's my passion. Now, how can Norma and I work together to accomplish this for people? Different businesses, guys. Norma and I can't tell you the first thing about making nobody's soap or nobody's lotion. I can use them. That's as far as it goes. But how can Norma and I come together? And that's what it's about, because we have that in common, that we want to help people.
That's it.
You know, we want to help them relax and relate and put themselves first and all this other great and glorious stuff. And we need to start seeing it. I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, we need to kind of tweak our mindset just a little bit. And it's not about this selfishness, about
sure.
me and your competition. And stop that and let's see how we can work together to build up more people. You combine your following and my following. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you
and
just
it's
need to
nothing
start
greater
like that.
than giving, and there's plenty of ways of giving.
Yes,
and so yeah, people appreciate you know when you're thoughtful and you're trying to be helpful to other people. Selfishness, you know, it you won't go far with that being selfish.
Right.
So I'm glad I was raised right. I was raised right, and
he's like, I'm like, thank you, Mama.
That's it.
Absolutely. But Norma, what is the one in the time that we have left? I want you to give people your contact information, your website, and all of that. But before you do that, what's one takeaway that you would give to a new or a budding entrepreneur? What's one? Give us some words of wisdom, a bit of advice, drop a golden nugget. What would that be?
Okay. I would recommend that you just take a deep breath and don't be overwhelmed. You could these days, you know, there's all kinds of options you can get. Like if you want to make candles, let's just say, you know, you can go to the internet. You can Google how to get started in candle making business, and it'll tell you of the things that you need to make the candle. It's just, I mean, I don't know if you want to do it for a hobby or a business or whatever, but you can go to the books. You know, you can get, learn on Kindle, or you can go to the library. And just, or you may have a friend who makes candles or whatever it is that you want to do. They can help you. But just start out slow. Don't take on too much at first because you'll be ready to hang it up. You just have to take baby steps. you know, don't expect giant steps. Don't be too hard on yourself if you feel that you fail at it, because we all make mistakes. You know, you learn from it. You learn from it. You learn from your mistakes, and you keep growing. That's the main thing in a business or whatever that you're doing. You just learn from it, and don't be too hard on yourself. You never give up. So, yeah, you just got to have that drive in you. You can have people to encourage you, but you got to have that drive in you. It's got to be there. It's got to be there.
Uh-huh.
And you'll know if it's for you. You won't need anybody else to tell you that. You'll know that that is your niche. You'll know. You'll know. Trust me.
Wow.
It's like when you're shopping for a wedding gown. It's like you got all these hundreds of wedding gowns, but you know that is the dress. You don't need anybody to tell you. So you know. And you just be determined that you're going to make it. Quitting is not an option. Mistakes is okay, because you can learn from it. You know, you may have your days of discouragement. You may have a couple tears shed. Dry
uh-huh.
them up. Wipe those tears off. You keep pushing. You keep pushing.
Wow.
And you'll make it. You will be a success. And then when you get to that next stage in life, then you can help somebody else. You know,
uh-huh.
you can help somebody else be a success at whatever it is that they're doing. You can be an encouragement to them. And so, yeah, this is what life is all about. It's learning. It's constantly learning until we're out of here. So go do your research from the Internet. Go to the books, Kindles, whatever you want to do. It's all there. So that's how I started. I didn't have anybody to tell me how to whip up soap or lotion or anything else. No one told me anything. I was self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody tell you that you can't, because you can. I'm not one to, you know, you always have somebody to tell you things, negative things, but you can't listen to that. You just have
mm-hmm.
to say, I know I can, and I will. And soon people, you know, you don't have to argue with people. You just do your thing. Do your thing, and then
right.
They're going to look right at you and be like, wow, she's doing it. He's doing it. And so people will eventually see. You know, you don't have to constantly tell people. They'll see it. It'll come out.
Wow.
So just love what you
well
do.
Said.
Yeah, just get some rest, and it'll be good. It's all good.
Well said. Now, how do people get these lovely BlackBerry phones, these ice cream soaps, these scrubs? How can folks purchase your soaps and lotions and your body bakery stuff?
Okay, now let's just make this clear. I am not responsible if you eat it.
Disclaimer, okay?
I'm not responsible.
I love it. I love
okay,
it.
You can
thank you for saying that.
Yes. Okay, because I actually have had a child eat my soap years ago. But anyway. All right, so you go to my website, Normas, N-O-R-M-A-S, Bath, B-A-T-H-A-N-D, body, dot, artfire, A-R-T-F-I-R-E, .com. And then you can email me at Normas, N-O-R-M-A-S, B-A-T-H-A-N-D, body, at gmail.com. So it's Normas, Bath, and Body, dot, artfire, .com, Normas Bath and Body at gmail.com. If you want to call me, it's 270-766-1651.
Oh, wow. Norma, this was fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing those nuggets of wisdom
Thank
for
you.
Our budding entrepreneurs. Truly appreciate it. Wish you all the best and that
Thank
you go
you.
Global real soon. I know that's your goal. And such a pleasure to have you on Bear It All. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Bless you.
Thank you, Norma. We'll talk.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, she was amazing. She had a lot of information, a lot of great information to share. You know, you never want to sell yourself short and think that you can't do it. As I always say, your choices determine your destiny. Take care. God bless.